Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Potsy, TGFU. We back at it again. Another one and another one. Got Potsy over here. Right. Where's Hustle at?
Yes.
Here we go. Yo.
Yeah, we
TGFU.
Yo.
You got me?
Yo.
You hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah.
I'm right here.
All right, I'm here.
I'm right here.
Good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yo, welcome back again for another episode
man.
Of TGFU. It's your man Potsy.
What's happening, the
hustle
world?
Over here. Man, boy.
Oh, hell.
What we going to break down today, man?
Man, just break down the science of drill music, because...
I'm going to break down the science. Okay.
Because I'm so proud of it, because it's home, Southside.
It's true.
I ain't going to say where I'm at, because I ain't crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm crazy, but you're stupid.
Shit.
Keep it real. Look it. That's how. There's so many different levels to it. This is deep. That's why I'm talking like this, because you got to be careful what the fuck you say if you're from the land. If you're around the land, you know what
right.
I mean? You're from the land. You ain't even got to be on shit, but you know what's up. As long as you keep your eyes and ears open. But on the same strength, though, it's that pure energy.
Yeah.
That makes you proud.
Like, it's just the energy. Yeah, I think, like, I don't know, man. Where
all
did
all eyes on us.
I mean, for me, like, for it to start with Keith. Now, I'm going to tell you, like.
Right.
You know how it goes with me. Like, I shoot something over to you. I tell you some new shit that's going on. Nigga, watch out for this. And I was telling motherfuckers back.
Am I we have days to that shit? Like, yeah. Okay. Chief. Okay. I heard of that name.
Yeah.
Okay, now that song is catchy, though. That's back then.
It took a long time. It took a long time for you to get onto the wave, but you finally got onto it, and once you got it, you know what I'm saying? When you're from Chicago, you're a black male. You understand the shit. Either you love that shit or you repulse that shit. There's no in between. Flat out.
Either
you are disgusted by it or you love that shit. And I love that shit. You know, I am so proud of some of them kids who came up with nothing. And these motherfuckers made something out of it. Yeah, it's destructive as fuck. That shit is dangerous. But you know what else is dangerous, my nigga? Living in poverty. Fuck the bullshit.
There you go.
Like, these kids need a
living
fucking
when
round
you had
of applause.
Nothing.
These motherfuckers became goddamn A&Rs, producers, managers, road managers. All these motherfuckers have little emails and shit for booking information. Yeah, and because
just
it's the child, I know these little motherfuckers from my, you know, come on, man. Like, I think that shit is dope. They're learning about branding, marketing, you know, how to carry themselves. You got some of the little motherfuckers come home from jail and they're not squaring up. But like, fuck the bullshit. It's about money. You know, so I think that's something that could be applauded, man. You know,
and it spreads
it's a
so
lot of,
quick. You get different cities, different countries looking at it, and they catch.
Oh, like anything worthwhile in Chicago, everybody in the whole country will flock to it. You know, for those out there listening who don't know, I'm out here in California. I've been out here since October 12th. I think October 12th I came on out here, and it's you know, I feel like certain situations back home resonate with me, because when I left. Then Shorty started to blow up, and then they'll leave. And for me to be away from home and seeing a lot of this shit, and I'm seeing it through the rest of the country's eyes because I'm not there. So I'm not at these shows. I'm not on the street. I'm not, you know, hearing this shit firsthand or seeing this shit firsthand. You know, Lord knows, like, who knows where the fuck
this is. This is a nice balance, though.
It's a nice
for
balance.
For a convo like this.
Yeah, it is. It is. So you get to see, like, you know who put me on the Herb and Bibby? One of the motherfucking Serranos. Oh, what Serranos are, right? You know, North A's and S.A.'s?
Yeah.
Pretty much the Bloods and the Mexican Bloods and Crips out here in, like, the Central Valley and shit. So one of the little blue partners, one of the little S.A.'s under the 13, he was like, yeah, you from Chicago, right? Yeah, man, it was good. You know, he's asking me all this shit. You know, flat out, I'm also all BDK shit. I don't give a fuck, nigga, whatever. I'm a gangster, first and foremost. That's another thing y'all gonna learn out there. You gotta pick a side. Fuck the bullshit. You can't like everything, and you can't play everything.
You gotta play
by the fucking rules. If you gonna play this game, you better play by the fucking rules. And
there is no gray line to this shit.
Nah. Nah, ain't no gray area. You think it's black and white.
Once you end that shit, there is no going back. That's reality, nigga, because this shit is deep. People died.
It's deep like our gang ties. Like our gang ties. For real, like, and you know, a lot of motherfuckers have extensive backgrounds. You know, like, my uncle was a stone. My brother was a gangster. My cousin was a gangster. I became a gangster. You know, I believe my little cousin under me, Odell. Shout out to Odell, wherever he is, man. I think that nigga became a gangster. He was fucking with some little niggas up on 67th and Cottage and shit, beating up crackheads and shit. Shout out to Odell, man. That little wild motherfucker, but it's just one of them things, man. Like, you could have homies. You know, I tell people this story all the time. One of the first niggas at my mama's funeral, my vice lord homie. That's one of my best homies. I don't think I'll ever get to see that nigga again in true life. He's been with 43 years. You know, I love that motherfucker like a brother. And his big brother, the nigga Psycho, whose video I sent you.
Yeah.
That crazy motherfucker. Yeah, them vice lords right there. You know, like, you already saw, like, that mentality, though. Like, the video that I showed you a Psycho, that's the mentality of Drill right there. What he say? He said this shit is going to be called Little Shiberia. He said Shiberia. And this is a part of Indiana I'm talking about, people. So that energy,
I mean,
right there,
that's crazy.
Like, you know,
that's a touch of
shy
in Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri.
Yeah.
And furthermore,
I mean, everywhere
that we out there
out,
in Cali.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. There's shit. A couple GD sets. I told you about the situation. I don't think, man. You got to go back over east if you're going to find some mouse sauce. You got to go to fucking, where's the niggas from? The DMV. Fucking Baltimore, D.C. You know what I mean? You gotta hit Maryland and shit all over there. You'll find some mouth sauce because it actually comes from Caesar Collins. But anyway, that's all of a different story.
Anyway.
But nah, man. The science of drill, though. Like, who you rock with? Who you rocking with?
Shit. I rock with music.
See,
and that's from my honest
perspective. You ain't playing by the rules. You ain't, you
I don't have to play
rules.
By the rules because I don't make no music. You ain't going to see me in the videos. So,
man,
I could, if I listen to your music and I fuck with you, I'm going to give you a shout out. I'm going to give you a shout out. Fuck with me. Send me some music. Play it on radio. Have the whole world listen to it. Fuck with us. Fuck with you. Ain't choosing no sides. Ain't favorite. Man, it's all about getting money because everybody learned from the aftermath. Prime example, Rico Reckless, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Rico.
He's going
man.
Hard. Shout out to Rico Reckless.
Rico, don't shoot him.
That's
Part
a prime
two.
Example.
Get it.
He's trying to make
something. I think between him, I think Yella trying to make noise.
Yella, shout out to King Yella. Stag Gang.
Shout out to King Yella, 073. You already know, Skeezy World, you know. Shout out to, who's my nigga? Ill Will, out west.
All
you
right.
Know, he's doing it. Who's really, like, making noise, like, someone who's trying to build that momentum.
You know what?
Because it's a lot of hit and miss. You know, that's the thing. A lot of these guys, they got one song up in them. They going to put that little money towards a fucking Ogoons or a fucking Fly Visual, Money Strong, any of them motherfucking outlets.
It's all from, you know what, from over here, it's all about who's playing in their cars. You know what I mean? Because if you play a certain song and it connect with certain people around the block and they all bop into it, like, bing, that's your hit right there, because a song like that will expand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because so many of us out here is rocking headphones and shit.
Yeah.
Because when you out there, it's like, if you ain't from the land, you can't play certain songs.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I want the people out there to realize, like, it ain't no, you know, yeah, you're different. I'm different. We can listen to whatever the fuck we want. But when you're a civilian and you're listening to that shit,
you can't
play what the fuck
shit
you want.
Out there.
You can't play that shit out of a car like that. You go see one of them Tay City motherfuckers and you banging some motherfucking GBE or some shit. You go to
don't let it be an out of towner. You're
out of towner, you bumping
like,
Fredo.
Are you crazy?
Like I said, like, you know, a little nigga out here, a couple cities over, he put me on the Herb and Bibby, my hood. That was the first one that he put me on to. You know, and I passed by motherfuckers who bumping Fredo. That Fredo Santana, I Kill You. That was like the beginning of one of them goddamn mixtapes. But nah, man. You ain't about to play that Fredo shit in Tukaville.
No.
You ain't about to. Yeah, you just can't play what the fuck you want. Your best bet is to turn your fucking sounds down and turn on the radio. But listen to some neutral shit like some Drake. You better be running through the fucking city with your woes, nigga. You in them streets.
Man.
In fact,
because
you
every
really
word they
laughing,
say has meaning to it.
You talk that no lacking shit, you better have your fucking sounds off, nigga.
Sound
turn your
off,
fucking radio
keep your
off,
eyes
nigga.
Open.
Keep eyes up, nigga. Shout out to all the little insane niggas, too. I think that's another dimension of drill that makes it interesting, because you got more EBK, ABK, insane little motherfuckers running around these
new aspirations.
You know, little niggas who came up together, which I think that means, that says a lot. That speaks volumes. The fact that it's not just the gang tie. Because if you from the block, nigga, you from the block. That's where you stayed. That's where your man stayed. Y'all walked to school together. Y'all got chased home together. Everything.
Go through sacred shit. I mean, man, shit gets deep.
You go through it with your mans, and that's how it happens. If y'all just happen to be on a GD block, that's what it is. Y'all family ended up being GDs, that's what it is. Same way with Stones, Vice Lords, New Breeds, BDs, MLDs, Latin Kings. It's the same shit. But,
shit,
you know, little motherfuckers who came up together under certain things, and was like, you know what, we're not waving that flag. We us. So that's another dimension of it. Because I want to say them No Limit niggas all mixed up. haven't been around in so fucking long, and a lot of these sets are new. These shits is in areas where I knew it as other shit.
Back
you know, it was a different name. Right, another name every other motherfucking month. One of little shorties dies, a new name. So,
you know, that's good for them.
But
and now that you mention it, that's weird because certain blocks weren't even on that way before Chief Keef.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they had their little thing, you know what I'm saying, going, but, man.
I mean, they just know
Keith,
that
it got loud. It got loud,
oh,
smelly,
stank. Yeah. I mean, after the whole JoJo shit, and it was the way that whole thing was handled, it's so sad because the cops couldn't do shit. And that gave everybody the nod, like, oh, nigga, we could just, nigga, this is what we do. We're going to beef on Twitter. I'll see you in the street, nigga. I ain't about to take my phone with me, motherfucker. What do you mean? Man, shit. I'll see you in the street. You leaving your GPS on, your location and shit.
Oh, my God, nigga.
Nigga, your location was Italian Fiesta. I'm going to come find you and kill you, pussy.
More than likely, you got a fresh phone, didn't set it up right.
You still
what's
got
the odds of that happening?
Your data all gone. Shit, more than you think. Straight up.
Yeah, man.
Motherfuckers going through
mention
the streets fishbowling and shit. And, you know, it's sad, but it's like, motherfuckers ain't playing the game right. So now it's like you're chasing ghosts and shadows and shit, man, with this drill shit. I mean, it's dope because, you know,
But you're right, it is. But at the same time, you really trying to come up with some money with that, or it's just making a name for yourself, just saying whatever, you know what I mean?
Everybody's trying to skim past and be the next Keith. Keith is Keith because there's none before him. I don't give a fuck
none.
Who was rapping the same shit at the same time or a little bit before. He was the one who made noise first. This motherfucker has Asperger's, so ain't no telling what the fuck is really coming out of his mouth or what's going on in his head, man. So once Interscope signed him, thinking they could mold someone into something that he could never be, and they figured out this nigga's retarded, and they let him go. And he's still in L.A. because he can't come home. He's trapped by his own fucking success. That little money's going to run out. You know, that's the sad part no one sees. They still see him, you know, flexing and designer, holding a couple bands here and there and shit. He gets to drink lean and smoke good. But then what?
Well,
he can't go home. You can't go fucking home.
Gotta go through that legal shit. Gotta handle that first.
He could have been handled that shit. He could have been handled that.
And the baby mama cases.
And these bitches flexing on him. These bitches showing the fucking checks online. They're showing the checks on Instagram. Talking shit about what they're gonna go get. That's fucked up. He can't do shit about it. Because he's trapped by his own success. He just got to keep his ass in L.A. and write checks. That's what the fuck you better do.
How long would that last?
That's unfortunate. Until the money runs out. Come on, you know how shy niggas are. Let that money start running out. What the fuck you think Keith's going to do out there? That nigga gonna start running with whoever. He gonna start running with whoever. He gonna get that. I don't want this shit to happen. Anybody listening to this shit, I do not want that shit to happen, boy. But he, you know, he needs to just go ahead, do that little time. He got warrants and shit. He can't go back to Cook County. Take care of your shit and start to rebuild, my nigga.
I mean, they said
I really
that
hope
shit,
this shit
the
goes
hologram
out and passes
him down in Indiana. What'd that say?
I mean, I think you know just as well as I do what that says. These crackers fucked up, and they know they fucked up. They fucked up big time. It's so funny, like, they talk about this gun shit all the time, not looking at Chicago being right next to Indiana, Indiana being one of the biggest gun-toting-ass states in the country, constantly got gun shows.
Oh,
God. All types of crazy-ass straps, all types of shit that folds up on tripods, shoulder straps, shell catches, all types of muffles and shit. Extended drums,
you know,
just big-ass, dumb-ass drums.
When it comes to
really
outside Illinois, that's a whole different realm. You know, I ain't even counting Indiana. I'm talking about, like, Michigan, places like that and stuff. It's like, yeah, they in touch with it.
The way of life.
But it's different terrain.
It's way different terrain. Mm. Detroit lost itself, but never lost itself. You know, the Detroit hip-hop scene is, you know, it's airtight. You know, I'm sure they got hate and shit like that, but it's more airtight. Motherfuckers support each other, you know, from the battling to just the artists. And, you know, and that's another poor-ass fucking city. Like, Detroit is fucked up money-wise.
Man.
Money-wise, morale-wise, politically, they're fucked. You know. So I would have expected Drill to come out of Detroit or Chicago, probably. But with you and I being
Chicago still
Chicago,
got a chance.
Yeah, I think we always have a chance. Chicago niggas are different, man. Like, we're built way different. Coming out here, my nigga, like, oh, it's a way different experience being from Chicago and being out here. It's a way
I can't
slower
even
pace
imagine
of life.
That shit.
Way slower pace of life, man.
Because over
know,
here, it's just fast
shy,
pace.
Yeah, it's go, 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 go. Here, it's
go,
more
go,
like,
go, go, go,
cool
go.
Out. You know, here, it's like, cool out. Let's smoke. It's way different, man. Which is why when you look at kids who constantly need loud, who constantly need fucking lean, who constantly need a Zen, a Percocet, something. Give me something. Because my body is going to go at the same pace. I need my mind to slow down and comprehend what's going on around me. That's really how they feeling. I know the fucking feeling. We both know the fucking feeling. Walking around on a fucking rampage, and you gotta channel all of that fucking energy into something, but you ain't got shit. When shit isn't encouraged how it was at one point. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a bunch of boys with testosterone through the roof.
Reputation
roof.
On top of that.
Reputation and pride.
Everybody want to be a legend their own way.
Everybody wants to be a boss. No one wants to be successful. Everybody wants to be a boss. That's all the fuck they worry about. As long as I got a couple motherfuckers under me that I can tell what to do, you know, that's all the fuck that matters. It's not about the success of it. It's not about how long of the run. It's the fact that I got to run. It's the fact that, shit, I hit a lick.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say years from now, the Woods, who about that life, locked up in situations, certain things, you know what I'm saying, that's going to do some serious time.
Yeah.
What's life going to be like after, you know what I'm saying, after they did their time? Anybody going to remember them?
Shit, we ain't talking about motherfuckers doing 30 years, 20 years, 15 years. The world is going to move on.
The world is going to move on.
If a mother locked up at 19, He got 15 years. Do I really want to hear from a motherfucking 34, 35-year-old former teen rapper? Do I really want to hear that shit? Nah.
Man.
So it's like the Hunger Games. Like, this is the musical fucking Hunger Games. Your ass need to survive, and you need to thrive on top of the survival. It's Darwinism.
Get it while you can now.
People just, nigga, it's natural selection. It's natural fucking selection for you in music and in life. That's what's so ill about shit, because these little niggas is losing their lives to be famous. So it's not famous on the street necessarily for music and shit. But you're famous for going to shoot stuff, or you famous for always carrying burners, and you one of them cloud shooting motherfuckers, or you famous because now there's a string of T-shirts around the hood that motherfuckers are bumping off of $5 a piece, $10 a piece, with your face on it. Glow in paradise, my nigga. Ball
and if
paradise,
you really think about
nigga.
It, the one who designs those shirts, they're the ones making money off that.
Nigga, the fucking funeral homes are making money. I know
that's
Leaks
sad.
Up there on 79th is, oh my God, I know they booming.
Wow.
I'm sure the fucking cemeteries are running out of goddamn plots. I'm sure the tombstone makers can't keep up with this shit. I'm sure the obituary making motherfuckers are running out of paper and ink.
You got people like that who recognize it and try to do the drill music movement different. They just trying to. You got some that's just trying to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Go to a different direction.
You know,
like they ain't from that land, but they gonna do that music in a different way.
You know that shit is. That's a very fine line that you have to dance if you're trying to do that. We all know it's possible.
Right.
You know, I know it's possible, you know it's possible, but who is it going to be to extend themselves to the point? Because some motherfuckers are going to look at them like, you a fucking goofy. And some niggas are going to be like, I'm rocking with you. That's already going to cause dissension right there. Because if you rocking with someone I don't like, yeah, it's that high school shit again. Once again, this is made by high schoolers turning into young adults. And now you're starting to see how these characters play out and how these personalities play out, too. Because the same motherfuckers who die fives and die L's and, nigga, I'm going to kill you.
Why?
Now they're talking about, I don't give a fuck. I'm just out here trying to make some money. So if you rock with me, I'm rocking with you. If you fuck me, then fuck you. Come on, man. We've seen this. We've seen this shit before. Down to the point of niggas fighting over a girl who ain't all that.
Oh.
In fact, that bitch look gross. Is it 90 seconds already?
Really?
Yeah.
You there? All right. Yeah.
Well, we had a minute left.
Let me point out the fun part of drill music. It's like, man. Have you been, oh my God, try to visualize this. A old school cat in his late 40s or something. You just playing some drill music around him. He just bopping to it. Just moving his shoulders and twitching his back and shit. I swear to God, old school cat right next to me, and I'm just blasting some drill music on the phone. I'm just, I'm feeling the energy. He's feeling it too. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna make a film about that. I swear to God, I'm gonna do a Vine about that. Matter of fact,
we got
artists,
fly visual, man.
Video graphics, all that good stuff. If you listening, holler at me or go to the Games F'd Up Radio on Twitter, DM, holler at us.
Holla at us, man.
I got some ideas.
Yo, it's been real, y'all. The game's fucked up. Peace.
Yep.
Yo, you there?
Yep.
Yeah. Damn, that was a quick 30 minutes, boy. That shit Hell yeah.
Still recording?
We gotta do a part two of that. Huh?
Still recording?
Nah, we out of that. Because I was like, we got 90 seconds already. We was at a minute. Like, right before you explained the scenario, we was at, like, 50-some-odd seconds. So, nah, we're not recording anymore. When I said, you know, it's been, you know, it's been real TGFU radio, peace, that was it.
Yeah.
Looking at that shit, 3, 2, 1. Damn. That was a good one.
That's good.
That was a good one.
That's good. Hell, keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do a part two to that one.
All right.
We got to do a part two to that one. That would be interesting if we just have, like, a day for drill.
That's what I said, like, man. Like, I'll even bootleg it on YouTube if I have to.
Hey, we may need to reach out to somebody. Like, we're going to stay up on College Kid, catch up, and academics to see who's going at who. And maybe we need to start hollering at niggas on the phone, man, and having them call in to the shit.
Word. I mean, you got to do homework this time. Well, I got to do some homework this time because it's going to be some debating shit.
Yeah.
Not like that, but there's going to be some.
Like, you want to play not devil's advocate, but okay. I got you.
Just in case.
Yeah. I got you. That's fine. I got you.
Like, just in case something don't play out, like. Shut up.
Hell yeah.
Shut up. I don't like you, Hustle. I love you, though. I ain't gonna do that phone flex shit. Did you see that
phone flex pump fake in
there? Huh? Yeah, flex ain't welcome in Jersey.
Yeah. He won't make another dollar in Jersey, punk ass bitch. Oh no, you bitch ass nigga.
Trench looked like he looking for a reason to punch flex too.
I think everybody's looking for a reason to punch flex. Flex knows something. That's why ain't no one beat the fuck out this nigga already. He knows who likes little boys. He know everything.
They be running around throwing them parties and shit.
Hell yeah, he know who's throwing them parties. He know what drug Kid Cudi really does. He knows what drug Clue B really does.
Oh. Cypress Hill.
Damn. They got super wax. Them niggas got super butter and super wax and shit. Fuck, man. It's hot. Motherfucker, it hit like a buck something today, man.
Is that night?
No, it's
sunny out though.
Uh-oh. It's dark now. What time is it? It's about... Yeah, it's 9:42 out here.
Still blazing out there?
Well, nah, in the crib it is, kind of, but shit.
Oh,
that's
because
I'm in the room in the back and shit. I'm not up in front with the AC. I'm probably going to hit the streets in a minute, so go see my little thing. Boy. Nigga,
good.
I leave here, boy. Yeah, shit good, boy.
Hey, why am I still on this phone, on this line?
Right, that's what we did last time, nigga. I don't know.
Let me hit.
We're using up their services.
Let me hit you back, though.
Yeah.